I'd like to preach this morning around a question. You know, many times I give a theme to my homily, the way I've been preaching for a number of years now. It tries to keep me on task. At least I try my best to stay on task. But the theme today I want to preach on is a question. And the question is very simply, who me? Who me? And you have to ask that question with a little bit of attitude too, you know? Who me? We gather on this fourth Sunday of Lent. As we cross over to April tomorrow, these days of Lent are passing by quickly, aren't they? What started around that first week of March on Ash Wednesday, we're coming to a quick conclusion, getting ready for Palm Sunday, Holy Week, and Resurrection Day. But it's fourth Sunday of Lent when the church has people preparing for the sacraments of baptism, confirmation, Eucharist. We hear all the readings talk about sight and light. If you were paying attention today, you heard throughout all the reading texts for us about sight and light. And my theme is specifically connected to that first reading we heard proclaimed today from the book of Samuel. Sight and light. And there's one phrase that jumps off the page. Many of us responded, we heard Miss Kathy minister that reading so beautifully today from 1 Samuel. Do not judge by his appearance or his lofty stature. I have not rejected him, for not as God sees, not as man sees, does God see. But God sees and looks in the heart. You see, God was going to anoint one of the sons of Jesse, and he sends his prophet Samuel there to find out the one that God had chosen. And everyone they brought before Samuel were rejected, starting with the oldest. One by one, they said, no, that's not the one. Don't judge the way human beings judge. Don't judge by appearance, about looks or stature, et cetera, et cetera. I've not accepted any of them. They're rejected. Next, next, next. You're not the one. Anybody else you got? Well, there is the youngest. You know the...
See, here you go.
There's something about being the youngest. Something about being the baby child. Something about being the last one. Sometimes they're called spoiled. The things that mom and dad would have done to me would never been done to him. But some of us who know about the youngest, the baby child, just say, they just blessed. Just blessed. Bring the youngest one. We will not start the celebration until we get a look at him. And they brought in a young man named David. Ruddy, youthful, handsome, making a splendid appearance. There, anoint him. That's the one God has chosen. Perhaps David would have said, who me? You mean little me? You mean I'm the one chosen? Because sometimes we think a way that God doesn't think. For God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. And that's why we're called to put on the mind of Christ, that we can see and notice the things of God. Because many times we fail to notice even ordinary things of life. There's more light right now, this time of year. For those of us who like this time of year, more light, we rejoice in it. to notice how the sunset comes later. Did you notice the light? There are new lights in this church, believe it or not. And we come in week by week and don't see. We only see the things we want to see. But all of this has been lit up in a new and beautiful way. When you come in, drawn to a place that gives you strength and hope in the midst of a twisted, broken world, I walk in the light, the beautiful light. I come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. I walk as a child of God. But sometimes we don't notice the light around us, nor do we notice the light that's inside of us. We're so quick to see what's wrong with ourselves and our world. Do you ever thank God for what is so good? What's so good? Because in spite of all of our challenges, we all have them, God still sees something good in you, in me, in all of us. Even though we oftentimes do bad things, there's something good about the human person. I guess y'all don't believe that. That God sees something in us that's a blessing. The psalmist says, he saw the best in me. When everybody else saw the worst in me, he saw goodness in me. That's what led Jesus to heal that man born blind, not just a physical blindness, but he says, who is this Savior? It's me. You're looking at him. The faith he gave him to remind him, I see something good in you. Because God doesn't make junk. And it's because sometimes of things happening to us. We often say, why do you do bad things? Well, what happened to you that makes you think you're not God's beloved son or daughter? Think about it. Oftentimes, it is our self-image that's been broken. And we hide behind a mask of meanness, a negativity, of bullying, of all the things we do in life, and deep down inside, we don't recognize our own goodness, church. Our own self-image has been broken. And that's why hurt people go around and hurt people, not recognizing our own dignity and worth we have as a child of God. Something you cannot buy. You can't be degreed in it. You can't put yourself in a new car, a new suit. It's a deep understanding that I am somebody. Yeah, yeah. I am. Because God has made me so. Who, me? Yes, me. God has chosen me. And God has made something special out of me. Young David would go on to become a great king. All because God saw something in him that made him anointed. Think about the people you may know who are big old bullies, who are always going around saying nasty things, who have nothing positive to say. Deep down inside, they are hurting little children. I think about the 45th president of the United States of America. I'm not trying to attack him, but I am trying to say it's interesting how much he mocks and makes fun of people. No doubt we disagree with people sometimes. That's part of life. I don't agree with you on that point, and this is why. But it's when I have to mock you and make fun of you and tear you down that shows you're nothing more than a broken little boy. No matter how much money you have, no matter what office you may hold, you're a scared, broken child. And maybe nobody ever told him, you're worth it. You're special. You're important. Not because of your name or your status or your bank account, but because you are a child of God. Who, me? Who, me? Yes, you. And it goes the same thing for communities. How oftentimes for my past almost 8 years as your pastor, I've tried to remind you that God has not abandoned you, that God is with you, that God is with you each and every day, that God's kingdom is among you. I've said that on purpose. St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church in the kingdom of North Philadelphia. And I said that. And I can't tell you how many times folks will push back and say, that's a kingdom? It's not a kingdom of this world, perhaps, as the world defines it. But I still believe if folks will come together and recognize their blessings and recognize your worth, that we can change the face of this community. If we believe North Philadelphia is worth it.
Yes, yes.
And if we do, what are we doing about it? What are we doing about it? To make a difference in this community. That's why we have assembly. That's why today we're going to listen to each other. To share not complaints about what's wrong, but how do we become church? I can stay home and pray. But it's something about coming together. You might come from Chester County. You might come from Delaware County. You might come from Mount Airy, Chestnut Hill. We come together. It's called church. It's called family. It's called understanding there's something special about us. And not to be afraid of greatness in the eyes of God. Not the world's greatness. Not that. But who me? Who us? Who you? Because when I recognize my dignity, I see you in a different way. Sometimes we said, you can't do it. You're black. You're fat. You're ugly. You're a woman. You're gay. You're a sissy. It goes on and on. What you can't do. And that comes from a space of not recognizing what God sees in us. Are y'all with me? Y'all ain't with me. Y'all with me? When we recognize what God sees, we're able to do what we heard today in Ephesians. The young lady read so well today, too. You are not in darkness. You are in the light of the Lord. Live as children of the light. Don't even be around those things. Rebuke them, call them out. Because you know that you know that you know. Oh, come on, that you know. You are somebody. You are God's child. You belong here. And if folks understood that, you walk, you stand, you process, you minister, you drive, you talk, you like you got somewhere to go. It's not called arrogance. I just know I'm God's son. I just know I got some worth. I just know I got a blessing all around me, and God's got something the world can't give me and the world can't take from me. Oh, God's got a blessing with his name on it, with my name on it. But receive this word. Receive this church. I love this poem. And sometimes it gets rough out there. Sometimes you got those kind of weeks when what you thought you had, you don't have. What you thought was your blessing, God says, not now, not this way. And I'm talking about disappointments. You think something's in one direction, and God says, no. Wait. Trust. Stand still. Y'all ain't with me this morning. Somebody knows when you got to stand still until God's will is revealed to you. And sometimes we're afraid of something new. And I wonder, is St. Martin de Porres Catholic Church afraid of something new? That God is doing something new. So our deepest fear sometimes is not recognizing our blessing. Marion Williamson wrote these words in her book, A Return to Love. Stay with me. Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Yes. You're playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking that others may feel won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. Not just some of us, but everyone. And when we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we're liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Makes no difference what you're going through. That's right. You're going to make it? Yes. God's going to see you through. Yes. You hold your head up. Yes. Put a smile on your face. Yes. It's not a test. Yes. But just get ready. Yes. Get ready. Yes. For your blessing. Yes. Who you? Yes. Who me? Yes. Who us? Yes. God's got a blessing with your name on it.
Yes.
With your name on it.
With my name
on
it.
With your name on
it. Amen.
With your name on it.
Amen. Saints, in the midst of our pain, our darkness, and our despair, there's hope, there's light, and there's a blessing. Makes no difference what you're going through. You're going to make it. God's going to see you through. Hold your head up. Put a smile on your face. It's only a test, and it don't last always. Get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your miracle. Get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your miracle. I know you've been hurting deep down inside. Let me encourage you, it's gonna be all right. Troubles and trials come to make you strong. You keep believing, you keep holding on. To get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your miracle. Get ready for your blessing. Get ready for your miracle. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Listen, I know it hurts sometimes. I know you go through things in despair. But listen, I'm here to tell you, I'm a witness. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
Yes, he does. Oh, yeah. God's got a blessing. That's what my Bible says. God's got a blessing. Oh, yeah. Here we go. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing. With your name on it. God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing. God's got a blessing. With your name on it. 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 Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all gonna sing with us today. God's got a blessing. Come on, I didn't hear you. God's got a blessing. Oh, yes, he does. God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing.
God's got a blessing. With your name on it. With my name on it. With
your name on it.
With your name on it. With your name on it. With your name on it. With my name on it. Name on it. With our name on it. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, y'all gotta wave your hands. If you believe God has got a blessing, wave your hands. Faith is an action word. All right. Yeah. God's got a blessing. Yes, he does. Come on. God's got a blessing. With your name on it. God bless you.
Amen. Amen.